Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 7 with verses 21 through 23. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not drive out demons in your name? Did we not do mighty deeds in your name? Then I will declare to them solemnly, I never knew you. Depart from me, you evildoers. That's frightening to think that our Lord can deny you in an instant. Do you believe in the afterlife? This, my friends, is the eternal frontier called heaven. Many will try to ignore God until it's too late. Are you? Look at the way you live life. Does love and peace drench your being? Do you find a reason to engage others with this goodwill and joy? Death will come sudden for many. It's just a routine hip surgery, they say. God's will brings you to his forever home in an instant, or he will let you see what heaven and hell are really all about. They call it an NDE. Even those who experience a near-death experience are labeled lunatics, driven by fame to falsely exclaim they've seen Jesus and he saved them before hell destroyed them. We can't seem to grasp what Jesus already did. He is eyewitnessed as risen from the dead. People like you and me watched Jesus die, then rise. Why is that so hard to believe? Why do we deny our Lord when he tells us he is the only way to heaven? Jesus wants more than a casual participation in your church's Sunday plate. God wants us to give him our all, our everything, no matter the cost, no matter the sting. He wants us to forgive, to be forgiven, calling on his name without blame, but total conviction of life eternal, reclaimed. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am so sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those that we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. Continue our prayers for our sister-in-law, Carmen, recovering from a stroke. She's a grandmother of Brittany. We've been praying for healing over brain cancer that has occurred. We continue to lift up her healing. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother in the name of Louis each day. A rosary that we pray each day, invoking the Mother of God's intercession. Give Mr. Louis some work and ready to go experience. Daily prayers for our neighbor, Thelma. Prayers for our friend and his wife for a baby to be born. We continue to lift up our friends to have a child come in your name, Lord. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. Our practice today is in verses 21 through 23 in chapter 7. We have a two-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Will of Father Not Done. Hell they rot. Lord, Lord, sayers, everyone not. Heaven's kingdom enter they lifelong forgot. Father's will done, heaven is their spot. Will of father not done, hell they rot. Day that many say, name yours, we prophesy. Name yours, demons driven out, was our start. Name yours, deeds mighty, we tried to abide. Solemnly them declared, will I, you I never knew, evildoers you, me, depart. Amen? It's funny in a poem, but it's not funny in real life. For us to deny the Lord, and to be told by him that he never knew us. We pray that we continue to lift up the Lord's name as we do each day. I am Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's January 12, 2023. I'm recording this morning at 5:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we close today at 7:31 in the name of Jesus. Giving a good prayer shout out to our good friends, John and Marie. God bless you too. As we close, it looks like 7:43 in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus. God bless you.